If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, the president of the Sigonella Scuba Club, and I got a few questions for you.
Okie dokie, shoot.
What was your first dive like?
What was my first dive like? Well, let's see. My first dive was back in August of 2017, okay? And it was right after I took my open water course, which is the very first step of the scuba licensing program. And my first dive was amazing because, as you know, we qualify at 18 meters, but it was August, so it was still nice, the weather, and visibility was good. And it was just amazing because I actually got to see a lot of sea life in that particular area where we went to down in Catania. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And I felt ecstatic that I made an accomplishment that I should have done a long time ago, and that's another story.
Yeah, I was about to say, you knew Carmelo way longer than that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I do. I've known Carmelo since 1995, Carmelo La Roca, our instructor. And when I met him, obviously, because I went through, had to go through housing when I was active duty here back in the day. And I met him, and then we started talking about it, so I was kind of interested. But that, back then, I had a five-year-old and a two-year-old, so I said, well, I got to take care of the little guys first, so I took care of being a coach and stuff like that for the, you know, sports teams for them. And then I came back the second time, and then I reunited with Carmelo, who says, hey, what about now? I said, hey, dude, I just came back. I just got through, you know, a divorce and stuff. I just want to kind of, like, hang out and just regroup and think about some stuff. And then I came back for the third time, and here I am now, 17, almost 18 years later. And here we are going at it.
It took him a long time to convince you.
Yeah, I said, yeah, let's do this.
So, what was your favorite dive so far?
Let's see, my favorite dive, there's a lot, but I would probably say my favorite dive and place to go to would be over in Ustica, which is one of the closest islands off of the coast of Palermo. And we just recently went there again in this past, for the 4th of July, and we had a blast. I mean, it was amazing. Water so clear. Groupers almost as big as me. Barracudas that were just like as far as we are sitting right now. And I was taking videos and saying to smile for the camera. But it's one of those fantastic dives down there. There's so many different depths that we went. I got five dives in that weekend. So that was a good accomplishment. Normally I only had four, but I wasn't leaving until late that Monday, so I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's get another dive in. So I hit a record for Ustica, five dives in the weekend.
I need to get out there. I keep missing it.
We're going to hook it up again, for sure. And you're going to be on that list this time.
Oh, man. You know, my favorite type of dive is a night dive. After I did that one like 2 weeks ago, I need to do it again.
There you go. It's like you're out in outer space, for one. And then you see all the night creatures that come out. And, you know, you could barely see them during the day, but you see how, like the song says, the freaks come out at night. But anyway, the creatures come out at night. Yeah. And it's a good time. I love night dives, too. So we're going to hook up another one here pretty soon. And we'll talk about that later, too.
Yeah. Stay tuned to hear more. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, the president of the Sigonella Scuba Club. Just want to ask, you got any upcoming events?
Yeah, so right now we're currently just finished. Matter of fact, this past Monday, we just finished our open water class number 7 with two of our candidates. They're now no more candidates, they're now called divers. Okay. And so I want to give a shout out to Joe Eck from the Sigonella High School, and then Damaris Albrecht from MWR over there at the Liberty Center. They both successfully completed their open water course. And they were ecstatic. They were great students, candidates to work with, and seeing a big improvement from day one to day qualifying day, and they were champing it out. So good stuff. And then currently, yes, we have the advanced open water class that you're currently enrolled in. So we're going to be continuing on to get your skill sets and your other candidates that are in the course done this week, this Sunday, matter of fact. So looking forward to that. And then some off-island stuff. We're going to be traveling around the corners of Sicily. Hopefully we can get out of here for the next weekend and the following weekend, since we got Labor Day coming up as well, too. So just waiting on some feedback on a couple of different places. And then we're going to have a brainstorm session to prepare for the next quarter. So we got, you know, October, November, December coming up. So we got some good stuff getting ready to get planned for.
Speaking of that, what is it like diving in the winter?
Glad you asked, because one of the perks that I like to do is that we like to dive. I dive here all year round, as you know, but diving in the wintertime here is still the same. We just got to wear a little thicker wetsuit. If that, I still wear my little shorty once in a while, but but no, the diving here in the wintertime is great. You're looking maybe about temperatures of 19 to 20 Celsius, but wearing the proper gear underneath and stuff, you're fine. And I still don't wear headgear and stuff, so all the Italians look at me crazy because I go bullheaded and stuff. But in December, we're going to do our annual Christmas dive. So what we do on that, we all give everybody a heads up, get dressed up as I get dressed up as Santa Claus. People get dressed up at elves or whatever, and we go underneath the water. We take a video, go swimming Christmas style, and then have a bottle of champagne underneath the water, spread around cheers, Christmas cheer underwater, and then we have a barbecue afterwards. So that's what's coming up in December, guys and girls.
Stay tuned to hear more. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, the president of the Sigonella Scuba Club. And I just want to ask you, what are some of the benefits to joining the club?
Well, some of the benefits from joining the club is that, for one, you're going to have a lot of fun, okay, as you know. And then also, too, some the other benefits is that we give discounts on our trips when we go off island. So if you're a non-member, you're normally paying about anywhere from 50 to 75 euro more. So that's that's extra money you can use on your trip. And then also, too, that we keep an updated list with people that pay their dues, and we send a list down to our local dive shop, and we get a 5% discount when we buy scuba gear down there as well, too. It's some good quality stuff there. So that's some of the benefits. And again, the big one is we have a lot of fun and we go diving a lot. So come on out. If you got any more questions, come on, see me, Mr. G. I got you.
I was about to say, those discounts definitely save you a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
I just got a quick question. Who is actually able to join the Sigonella Scuba Club?
Anybody can join the Scuba Club. Local nationals, our NATO counterparts. We've got a couple already that are in members of the club. Dependents, okay. So pretty much anybody that has that associated with the base, or even friends of the family, or whatever, stuff like that. Yeah, anybody. We don't discriminate. We want to multiply.
When's the next meeting?
Okay, so we normally hold our meetings the third Wednesday of every month. So that would be probably September. And I haven't looked at a calendar offhand, but it will be the third Wednesday of September. And we normally meet over at the Midtown over here in NAS1 at 1700 or 5 o'clock for you civilian types.
I'm just going to have to wrap this up. When are you next going to be doing your next qualifying dive?
My next qualifying dive for me personally?
Oh, for your next class.
Oh, next class. Okay, yeah. Okay, so our next class that we're going to do for open water would be September 3rd to the 8th, that week there. So we're taking a little break. We just finished up an open water class here, so we got some downtime. We're going to finish up some of our advanced open water candidates this weekend. And then we have a week downtime as well, too, just to kind of get ready for the following weekend. But the next open water class would be September 3rd.
I just want to thank you for coming out. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I really appreciate you guys. As always, this AFN's been a big plus in helping us out, get the word out. And, now I got DJ Diesel diving with me now, too, so we're going to call the Diesel Diver. But I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, have a good one. Thanks for coming out.
All right, ciao.
Thanks for tuning in with DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Crime Van Diesel. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best.